Hello, good morning. Let's turn to Psalm 72. Psalm 72, the reign of the monarch, the reign of the Messiah, a psalm of Solomon. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness to the king's son. May he judge thy people with righteousness and thine afflicted with justice. Let the mountains bring peace to the people and the hills in righteousness. May he vindicate the afflicted of the people, save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. Let them fear thee while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he come down like rain upon the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace till the moon is no more. May he also rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Let the nomads of the desert bow before him, and his enemies lick the dust. Let the kings of Tarshish and of the islands bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba offer gifts. And let all kings bow down before him, all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy when he cries for help, the afflicted also, and him who has no helper. He will have compassion on the poor and needy, and the lives of the needy he will save. He will rescue their life from oppression and violence, and their blood will be precious in his sight. May he live, and may the gold of Sheba be given to him. And let them pray for him continually, let them bless him all day long. May there be an abundance of grain in the earth on top of the mountains. Its fruit will wave like the cedars of Lebanon. And may those from the city flourish like vegetation of the earth. And may his name endure forever. May his name increase as long as the sun shines. And let men bless themselves by him. Let all nations call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders. And blessed be his glorious name forever, and may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Amen. Psalm 72 is the end of book 2. So you may know the book of Psalms is broken into 3 books. And so 72 is the end of this book. And then from 73, we start off with the 11 songs of Asaph, and then we'll go back into David. And so that's generally how the Israelites have broken up these chapters, and which is kind of a fitting end for us too, because this actually be my last EMP for a while. And some of you guys know, myself and my family will be traveling starting next week. This is the reign of the monarch. I know it says a psalm of Samuel, but in Hebrew it's probably better read a psalm to Solomon. And so these are most likely David's words to Solomon as he anticipates his kingdom, but it's also in a prophetic nature. David and knowingly, unknowingly, but he is speaking of the Messiah, eventually the great son of David. And there's a lot of messianic parts that are part of this as well. And so just think, this is his words to his son about his kingdom that's laid out. And most likely, if you remember, Psalm 71 dealt with the issue with Absalom. And so now, most likely, that has ended. And so David is looking to Solomon as the heir, as the righteous heir. And so these are words. So it kind of fits in the order if you think about it. And so he starts off, and this is a king's, and more so a father's words over his son. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness to the king's son. And so his way of saying it is, Lord, let my son, let him rule righteously. And righteousness is a huge part of this psalm, and it will really be a huge part of the rule of the Messiah. The Messiah will rule righteously. He will have righteousness about him. And remember Isaiah, when he prophesies of the Messiah, he says he will not judge with his eyes see or ears hear, but with the spirit of righteousness, or through the spirit of God. And so this is going to be a major theme that's spoken of about the Messiah, but also about the reign of Solomon. Solomon will act righteously predominantly because of the wisdom that God had given Solomon. And you know through Jewish history that the reign of David and Solomon were the greatest reigns in their whole existence. Solomon actually far surpassed David, his father, in the sense of his reign and the lands and all these things. And so he says in verse 2, he says, "May he judge thy people with righteousness, and thine afflicted with justice. The mountains bring peace to the people, and the hills in righteousness." In prophetic language, when they talk about the mountains, a lot of times it could be an allusion to governments. And so even now we talk about like the seven mountains in this way, and what we're talking about is structure. We're talking about authority in this way. And so a lot of times that's the way that this is translated. And so when they talk about the mountains, he's talking about a form of, not just a government, but of governance, of authority. And so, you know, I look to the mountains. Where does my help come from? And they're looking to the authority of God, the power and strength of God to bring righteousness down to this earth. And if you really think about it, even the concept of justice primarily means God's rule come down to earth. That's a really good way of looking at it. And so it's the righteousness and order and goodness that happens in heaven. And when we have justice, what it means is that rule and that reign has now come down and touched us. And so now we walk in justice because God's order has come down to earth in this way. And his prayer is, when my son becomes the king, let him, and this is his whole passion, let him rule righteously. And the only way that he can do that is his heart is totally given over to God. And so, and then that righteousness and that justice comes down. And this is the Father's heart. May he vindicate the afflicted of the people, save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. These are all things that run hand in hand. Let those that are afflicted, let them be those that are troubled. Let them find rescue. The children, in other words, the most marginalized and most vulnerable and the most needy in society, let them also be taken care of. And then the oppressors, let them also be crushed. In other words, there is recompense. There's a judgment for those that oppress. And so, and let them fear thee while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he come down like rain upon the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish and abundance of peace till the moon is no more. And so now David starts moving now towards a little bit, towards a messianic statement. And so now we can see David is not just talking about the reign of Solomon. God's giving him a vision of something that's going further in this way. And you can see the rain like on mown grass, showers that water the earth. This is all speaking of refreshment and kind of recirculation that's happening here. And then from verse 8, we get to very clear messianic statements. May he rule from sea to sea. And we don't need to know what sea is he talking about. What sea is that? We're talking about something that's grander and bigger. We're talking about the whole earth in this way, from the river to the ends of the earth. Now he makes it clear. Let the nomads of the desert bow before him, and his enemies lick the dust. In this kind of setting, whenever you bow before the king, it's you place your face on the ground. And so this is kind of this illusion that all the nations will eventually bow down before him. And we just finished the Philippians passage, where Paul very clearly states that every knee would bow and every tongue would confess. And we see the fulfillment, it will continue to be fulfilled in the last days, but we see that this messianic promise is coming into fruition. Let the kings of Tarshish, the islands, bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba offer gifts. By the way, this also happens in Solomon's rule. And so we know in Solomon's reign, the nations bow before him. And so, like most prophetic words, there's a future event that also speaks of there's a present event that speaks of a future event as well. And so he's kind of laying it out there. And all the kings bow down before him. All the nations serve him. Messianic hope that's being laid out. He will deliver the needy when he cries for help. And all these things refer to, he will have compassion on the poor and needy. The lives of the needy he will save. He will rescue their life from oppression and violence, and their blood will be precious in his sight. So he may live, and may the gold of Sheba be given to him, and let them pray for him continually. Let them bless him all day long. And we see this incredible image that's happening here. Now, we know that primarily this is speaking of the Messiah, not so much Solomon. And I'll give you a really sad commentary. If you remember, Solomon made shields for the temple and for the people, especially the guards of the temple. And each shield was like, I don't know, 50 shekels of gold. I mean, it was incredible. Sadly, after Solomon's reign, within 5 years, his son Rehoboam, because of his mistakes, we turn from the gold of Solomon to the bronze of Rehoboam. And it's such a sad commentary that happens in 5 years. Can you imagine all the care that Solomon did, and all in 5 years later on, his son trades the gold for bronze? It's a great shame that happens. But he's saying that the Messiah is a totally different picture, and he's gonna do some amazing things. And it's mindful of Isaiah, where Isaiah says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach good news, that he would basically take care of the poor. He will speak good news to the poor and the afflicted. And which also is manifested when Jesus comes on and he quotes Isaiah 61 exactly when he's in the temple to announce his ministry. And remember, he says, and this word is fulfilled in your hearing today, and the Jews got all upset with him and all these things. But it tells of the deliverance that's going to come through the Son of David, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in verse 16 on, he'll talk about, and the Jews, because remember, this is primarily an agricultural society, and there's this great connection between the prosperity of the land and the prosperity of God. And so when there was a lot of crops and rain and these things, they recognized that they were in right standing with God. And there was this deep connection that was laid out there. And I think that we can also make that connection as well. When there's peace and justice, there's blessing. Now, we need to caveat that thought with also a very good theology of suffering. And I think that's where maybe the Word of Faith or the prosperity movement doesn't really have a very strong theology of suffering. And thus, they make a very elementary conclusion that if you're wealthy, then you're blessed in that way. And you can't really make a very clear connection in that. But there are some allusions to that. So the prosperity movement in of itself is not all bad, but can use some refining in that way. And so when that happens, he says they're blessed. And then from 18, it says, blessed be the Lord God. So this is basically, if we think about it, it's the doxology. It's the concluding words, the blessing. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. And so this is, again, his covenant name of Yahweh, who alone works wonders. Blessed be his glorious name forever, and may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. And he's speaking, remember, this is the close of book two. This is a concluding chapter, and the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. And notice in this way that his royal name is not used. It's not the king of Israel, it's his familiar, it's the son of Jesse. And so he humbles himself in this place, and there's no royal title. He's just simply the son of Jesse. And Jesus will also come out in this way, as in this humble nature, as the son of David. Okay, so let's close our eyes. Just thinking about righteousness and justice come down to earth. And we need to pray that. We need to pray that his rule comes down to this earth. I mean, all the things happening in the Ukraine, his righteousness needs to come down to earth. All the women that are trafficked all over the world, kids, his righteousness comes down to the earth. You know, this is a while ago, but there's a lot of, I love TV crime shows. And sometimes when I watch a show and it's just so bad, you know, like Law and Order, or I was watching Criminal Minds for a bit, and just people are so evil. And especially I hate the shows where they can't find the guys and they get away with it. And I just think, well, our recourse is that there is a God of justice. There is a God of righteousness, and every act will come under his judgment. And we need to be agents of that here on earth. And we need to pray and go before the Lord. And so let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Let righteousness flow through our very being.
Sing God of Justice.
God of Justice, Savior to all, I came to rescue the weak and the poor. Chose to serve and not be served. Jesus, you have called us, freely we receive, and now freely we will give. Must go, live to feed the hungry, stand beside the broken. We must go, stepping forward. Us from just seeing, move us into action. We must go. us up and send us out. Fill us up, send us out. Fill us up and send us out. And send us out. Fill us up and send us out.
Judge with his eyes see or his ears hear, but with the spirit of righteousness he will judge. Let's pray for that spirit of righteousness to come over us. Let's pray that we would not judge with our eyes or ears, but by the spirit of the Lord. Let's lift up. Let's pray. Let's go over our community prayers. Let's pray for our friends and family that are battling through cancers and going through therapies and chemo. Let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our community. They're battling through illness, but also needs to be saved. And let's pray for physical healing. Let's pray for the word of salvation. Let's pray for different non-cancer illnesses. Let's pray for God's healing. Actually, my bruised left heel is okay now. Just pray for my eardrum, that it grows back. Let's pray for our community. I guess let's pray for our frontline medical workers. Thank goodness no one in our community has COVID now. But let's just pray for our workers. Let's pray for strength, for courage, pray for protection. Pray that there would be witnesses in the places that they work. Let's pray for our community that's looking for work. Let's pray for open doors and God's provision. Let's go to our mission focus and let's pray for Japan. Pray for Pastor Sophia, for Jungmin and Hyunjin and SB Tokyo. Pray the hand of God be upon our little plant there. Pray for the U.S. as well, New York. Pray for Kelly and Jess and Ruth as they lead the church and that we continue to grow and continue to lift up Kelly in India as well. And let's pray for these countries. Let's pray for our friends. Let's pray over our missions council. Let's ask God to use them to lead us in our missional endeavors. Pray for Pastor Samuel as well. He's in the U.S. His older half-brother passed away. And so let's just pray as he mourns with his family in California. Let's pray for SP Fam. Let's ask God to continue to watch over the kids. And you know, we're blessed last Sunday to have two of our babies given over to their forever families. And let's continue to pray. We still have a few babies within our community. Let's just ask God's hand. Let's lift up our gatherings tonight. IP, and we'll not be meeting, but we'll be meeting all together as a church for our Teshuvah prayer gathering. Let's pray for SP Youth. Let's pray for their service, that God would bless them. And let's just really lift up this time tonight before God. Let's pray for our ladies who are pregnant. Like I said, these are all first-time moms. Let's just pray for God's protection. Pray for the baby. Pray for a very smooth delivery, that God would really move upon them. We've asked all the house churches that meet on Friday to come to the prayer meeting instead. And so this is a awesome. Let's just cover the meeting tonight. Let it be a very thoughtful, very powerful time of repenting and returning to God, that God will galvanize our community. Pray for all the people that we're praying during this time, that the Spirit of the Lord really fill them. And there would be a great lamentation during this time. And just a new season for the church to step into. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Lord, we thank you for that spirit of righteousness, God. We thank you for your justice, God. Come down to earth. Help us to be agents, God, of those very beautiful, beautiful things, Lord. God, would you watch over our church, especially tonight, God, as we literally blow the trumpet, God, and we announce your return, Father God. And in that way, we return to you. So come, Holy Spirit, just prepare us the rest of this day for a meeting, an encounter with you. We thank you. We love you. Watch over us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time. I hope that you guys come out tonight for our prayer meeting, and we'll see you through this weekend. God bless.